we reached crossroads multiple times where, are we a cleaning company? Are we a kitchen company? And we would get asked this question from retailers and other partners, which, what category are you in? And, you know, after a point, what we realized is we are actually in the business of solving consumer problems.
I'm your host, Dave Knox, and this is Predicting the Turn, a show that helps business leaders meet their industry's inevitable disruption head on.
Welcome to another episode of Predicting the Turn. Today, we're sitting down with Neil Shaw, who is the Chief Commercial Officer of SharkNinja. Neil, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Awesome. I want to start with kind of a brief overview of SharkNinja and also your kind of personal experience at the company and how long you've been there, et cetera. Can you tell us about your journey in the business overall?
Absolutely. I've been with SharkNinja for about 18 years now. And when we started back in 2007, we were a one category company. We started with the steam mops. And from 2007 to now, we've gone from that one category to 37 plus categories. We were a very North America centric business at that time. And over the last 15 years, we've gone from just being in North America to being in over 40 plus countries across the globe, bringing Shark and Ninja innovative products across all of those markets to the consumers. And we've seen tremendous success. And not many people might know this, but the company was called EuroPro back in 2007. We had EuroPro branded appliances at that time that we exited over the first few years. And Ninja brand didn't exist. It was just a Shark steam mop. Ninja was born in late 2009. And to see now both Shark and Ninja brands being this global multi-billion dollar brands, it has been a very exciting journey. And for me personally, to be part of this growth, to be part of a team that has gone from a small 100 to 150 associate team to close to 4,000 associates globally, making a difference every day, waking up every day, trying to understand what's a consumer problem we can solve better than anyone else, and bringing that innovation to market faster and at great value has been super, super exciting. And so for me, it's been rewarding both personally and professionally to be part of this journey and create products, services, experiences that allow us to solve consumer pain points every day.
So I want to talk about those consumer pain points. You mentioned that you guys are now in 37 different product categories, and it seems like it's almost every aspect of the home, from vacuums to kitchen appliances to now outdoor home living products. What's the common thread of those efforts that ties all of those different industries together?
Great question, Dave. It's very interesting. As we were growing, we reached crossroads multiple times where, are we a cleaning company? Are we a kitchen company? And we would get asked this question from retailers and other partners, what category are you in? And you know, after a point, what we realized is we are actually in the business of solving consumer problems. And so the thread that connects all of these products and all of these categories is, the first thing is, what is the white space? Is there a consumer problem that is not solved in the category? And so we do a lot of research. We spend a lot of time understanding the consumer behavior. How are the consumer using the products? What are they doing in the home? What are they doing outside the home? And observing their usage of current products, their lifestyle, and trying to figure out where is the pain point. Once we identify the pain point, it's our job to create innovation that addresses that pain point. So then we spend a lot of engineering and development resources to figure out how best can we solve that problem. And throughout the process, the question we ask is, can we solve it at great value? Because a lot of brands can solve the problem, but it's super premium and it only caters to a very small percent of the population. Our job and what we pride ourselves with is we solve those problems at great value. And so if we can answer that question and say, is there a pain point? Can we solve it better and faster than anyone else? And can we solve it at great value? We go into the category. So as you look at the 37 different categories we are in, each one came from a consumer need that we were able to solve better than anyone else.
Now, when you think about those consumer needs, marketers have taken a lot of different approaches. You have some that have the old philosophy of, if you'd ask consumers what they want, they would have set a faster course. You have others that live by the consumer is boss kind of mindset and mantra. How do you think about prying out those consumer needs and really figuring out that job to be done?
Absolutely. That's so much tougher than it sounds. And you're so right. I think if we went to a consumer and said, do you love your Shark vacuum? Or do you love your current vacuum? The answer would be, yeah, it has great suction. It cleans. I'll give you an example. We were in consumer homes observing them cleaning, and they would vacuum. They would be very happy with the performance. They're cleaning carpets and hardwood floors. And after a week, we would ask them, how is your experience? And they would say, it was fantastic. The vacuum cleaned really well. And then we would point out and say, but at the end of day five, you turned around your vacuum, you took a scissor or a knife, and you chopped off all the hair that was stuck in the nozzle, and you pulled out the hair with your hand. And the consumer were like, yeah, I have long hair. We have two pets in the house. And so the consumers were making it their problem. We looked at that and said, how is that a good consumer experience where a vacuum that is supposed to pick everything up, it's picking it up, but it's leaving it on the nozzle versus putting it in the dust cup? We went back to our engineering team and said, here's a problem. How would we solve it? And the team came back with a technology called self-cleaning brush roll, where as you're cleaning, the hair gets chopped and goes into the dust cup. We were then able to go tell that story through our marketing to the consumers and said, you have hair wrap on your nozzle. And the consumer, as soon as we showed that image, the consumers immediately was like, oh yeah, I have that problem. I do that every week after I clean my nozzle. We said, but the solution is a self-cleaning brush roll. And the consumer immediately reacted and our sales increased tremendously. So it's really what we pride ourselves, Dave, on is we actually solve problems that consumers can't articulate or consumers don't know that they have. They're just used to doing certain things a certain way. I'll give you another example. The Ninja Foodie pressure cooker air fryer. We observed consumers who were pressure cooking their chicken, let's say. They would pressure cook it, then take it out and put it in the oven. And we would ask them, why are you going through that two-step process? And they would say, I love the ease of pressure cooking, but it doesn't give me the crispiness. So I put it in the oven to make it crisp. And then after they take it out of the oven, they would complain that it has lost all the moisture from pressure cooking. So now it's crispy, but it's not moist. So we created the Ninja Foodie, which combined pressure cooking and air frying, where you could pressure cook, but then air fry and get the crispiness in the same unit so you don't lose the moisture. And that completely changed the pressure cooking business and made us the number one market share in that category. So it's the problems are in front of you. You have to keep peeling the layers to find that problem, to truly understand the pain point and truly question, like, is the behavior a certain way because that's the only option do they have? Or is the consumer actually okay with it? And what we've found in a lot of cases is the behavior is because that's the best option they have. But if we can give them a better option, we can change that pattern.
Digging into that, recently you launched a new product in the outdoor living space. So what was that consumer need and that consumer problem that you saw right in front of you that led to the inspiration of Fireside 360?
Yeah, the Fireside 360, Dave, I would love to, there's a journey that we went through on going outdoors. And it all started like coming out of COVID when we started seeing a consumer pattern where consumers wanted to extend the life of their patio. Like they didn't want to shut the patio down as soon as it started to get cold. There was a lot of entertaining that was happening. There was a lifestyle change that happened. People were gathering around the patio. They were cooking outside. And so the first product we came out with is the Ninja Wood Fire Grill, which was an electric outdoor grill. And that did really well. We then had a consumer problem that was people are sitting outside. They want outdoor fans. They wanted to be able to take care of bugs. And we came out with the Shark FlexBreeze fan that did really well. We launched it last year and it's been a complete sellout. And it's an indoor-outdoor corded cordless fan that allows consumers to have a very powerful, quiet fan outside in any weather on their patio and give them that comfort. Then as we looked at what else can we do, and we started looking at outside, like we saw outside cooling, you know, what about outside heating? And we looked at different kinds of fire pits that were available and wood-burning fire pits and smokeless fire pits. And we looked at like stand floor heaters that you see in restaurants and that made its way to consumer homes. And there were multiple problems that we started noticing. One is consumers want a convenient, comfortable environment. And when we got our consumer insights and we observed the consumers on traditional fire pits, they would have to gather very close to the fire pit. It wasn't giving them a warm blanket around the whole area, and it was creating a lot of smoke. If you weren't too close, you weren't comfortable. So that was the first problem. The second problem with the floor heaters that we saw is they were this big bowl of floor heaters, and the heating element was at the top. And so if you were standing right underneath, you would get the heat, but you wouldn't get the heat on your entire body, and it wouldn't spread the heat evenly around the patio. So that was the second problem. So what we set out to solve is, what if we could create a 360 heating environment that also gave you ambient lighting? So it makes it really pleasing aesthetically, but it gave you about 300 to 500 square feet or 300, 500 feet of coverage around the patio. That is what we went out to solve. What came out of that is we needed the heating element at a certain level that created this dome environment. And so you see the fire pit that's circular and has radiant heating going around it, all 360 degrees. So it pushes out the heat in that dome structure, gives you a complete blanket and keeps you warm from head to toe. And you can also turn on the flame to set the ambience and utilize it for other functions. Also very easily movable. So if you're gathering with a bigger group, you can put it in the center and you can surround everybody around the fire pit. If you are just a small group, you could move it around to where it's most convenient. And so we took those consumer problems, we created something that solved those problems, and we just launched it a couple of weeks back, and the feedback on social media has been phenomenal. The consumers are recognizing the problem, they're understanding the product, and they're reacting really well to the value and the proposition that we've put out.
Talent is a big part of predicting the turn. And as we talk about talent, I wanted to mention one of our sponsors, Hunt Club. Imagine the power of the best marketers in the world helping you to find your next marketing leader. That's the power of Hunt Club. Hunt Club is a new category of talent company that powers the network of experts, connectors, and business leaders to help you find the best talent. Let's face it, recruiting hasn't changed with the times. Hunt Club is changing the recruiting game by leveraging technology and crowdsource referrals to find you the best people possible for your company. Stop paying job boards that don't work or recruiting firms that recycle the same active candidates. Partner with Hunt Club.
With that proposition, one of the, I think, fascinating things about the business is what you said earlier about you're looking to solve needs with innovation, but you're trying to do it with value. So you've created this really interesting price point where it is a premium performance, but not the premium price necessarily. How have you really thought about towing that line and finding that sweet spot of performance plus value?
Yeah, Dave, great question. As I said earlier, every product category we go into, it goes through a funnel, and we have to be honest with ourselves and answer this question. You know, are we providing performance that is better than anyone else? Is there a unique performance that SharkNinja is providing that nobody else is providing? And the answer on the fire pit was yes. Are we providing the best quality? We want consumers to have a five-star experience with Shark and Ninja products. What we cannot settle on is like give great value, but the quality isn't there. So like the quality has to be five-star rated because every consumer deserves a five-star product. And the third piece is great value. Like when a consumer spends their hard-earned money and they utilize a Shark or Ninja product, we want them to say, wow, I can't believe the value I'm getting out of this. And that's where we know, like we then have that consumer for life. Like we want to make sure that they feel proud about their purchase and they see the tremendous value that Shark and Ninja is delivering to make their life easier. And so what we're very focused on through the product development cycle is, how do we make sure we are putting cost in the right areas that is going to give consumer five-star quality and the best performance and not over-engineer it? Like we could have put a bunch more stuff in the fire pit and there could be Wi-Fi connectivity and there could be Bluetooth speakers and we could have done all of those things and the product is $999, but it's not great value. It's not great value for the consumer. So we are very focused on the consumer needs and how can we solve it the most efficiently. And that allows us to stay away from nice to have features that would look cool on a product, but are not necessarily a wow for the consumer. And so we're very focused on solving those problems and providing that wow experience that allows us to maintain that value and performance equation.
When you look at all the different categories you've entered and now you're moving into outdoor living, you've had to evolve your retail strategy because not every place that used to sell your vacuums necessarily has a big play in outdoor living, et cetera. How have you thought about that retail strategy of expanding new channels, direct to consumer, et cetera, when you think about that overall retail?
Yeah, at the end of the day, Dave, we want to be where the consumers are. And if you think about the vacuum, the cleaning, the kitchen business, there was a traditional set of retailers that we have strong partnerships with, and we have grown the business over the last 17 years. If you look at the last 3 or 4 years, we have entered the beauty space as an example, with the Shark hairstylers and the Shark CryoGlow mask. And we've entered retailers like Ulta and Sephora and Boots in UK and other beauty retailers. As you think about Fire Pit and Outdoor Grill, we've started doing business with Dick's and Ace Hardware and REI, other firms. At the end of the day, our approach with retail partnerships is the same. It's our job to bring them innovation, to bring them solutions that their consumers are looking for. And it's our job to create demand for those products. The partnerships that we have with retailers work so well because it's a win-win approach where we create innovation and we create demand. And it's their job to pile up the products, to make a statement with Shark Ninja products in the store. So when a consumer walks into the store after looking at our media or is exposed to it on TV or social media or infomercial or PR, they're like, oh, wow, this retailer has Shark and Ninja products that I just saw on TV, and they are able to convert. So that's how we've built our partnerships across the globe with retailers. And if I look back at the last 18 years, the top 10 retailers that we did business with in 2007 are very different now in 2025, as the retail marketplace has seen a change, as retailers have evolved, as consolidation has happened. We've been able to continue partnering and win where the consumers are. And that's the approach we take in every new category we get into. We look at the marketplace, where is the consumer shopping, which are the key retailers we need to be present in, and we make sure that we create demand to drive customers through those channels and deliver what those retailers are looking for.
In addition to the retail has changed and going where the consumer needs to be, your marketing strategy has really evolved from a brand that was a pioneer in looking at infomercials for your space to now being one of the more, probably, and if not most viral brands out there on social media, on TikTok, et cetera. How have you thought about that evolution of your marketing strategy? And how did you really push the team to keep pushing the envelope?
Dave, I got to tell you, it's been a super, super exciting journey to go through that evolution. When we were running 4 or 5 different infomercials 15 years back, that was the only platform we had to tell the story. Like, we were creating this innovative product and we had to go demo it. And infomercial, like a 15-second, a 30-second commercial, didn't give us the ability to tell the whole story. Infomercial gave us the ability to go demo the product and showcase all the features and benefits. And that really worked at that time. You fast forward now, and we really look at social media, and we really look at OTT and OLV as just a different way of telling that story. We are able to demonstrate the product in 15 seconds, but instead of having one infomercial that does 3 or 4 different demos, we could have 100 pieces of content that does 100 different things and showcase to the consumer a new way of doing something. Our marketing is very problem solution-driven marketing. Like, we don't want any fluff. We want to go to the consumer and say, here's the problem. Here's how Shark Ninja solved it. And here's how we're going to make your life easier. And so it's super exciting to take platforms like Pinterest and Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and all these other channels and being able to go to those consumers and show our innovation, not with one video, not with 2 videos, but with 100 different videos, and having the influencers, both micro and macro, going and talking about our products. And the most exciting piece, Dave, for me is when we do this right and hundreds of consumers are buying the product, after a point, it's not Shark Ninja who's putting those videos out on social. It's the end consumer. The consumers are telling other consumers how a Ninja Creamy completely changed their life, how a Ninja Fire Pit is making their outdoor gathering so much more exciting. And when we see that happen, when the organic, when the consumer-generated content takes over, that's magical, because then it's not just the brand talking about the product, it's the consumer marketing your product. And that has completely changed how we go to market. And for the teams, it is super exciting, Dave, because it's no longer, did we get that one spot perfect? It's really about how many more pieces of content can we get out there? What else can we try? Can we push the limit on what you can do with a Ninja Creamy? What else can you do with a Shark Stain Force? How else would you use the Shark Cryo Glow? And reaching different demographics, reaching different audiences, like it opens up so much possibility. The teams are super energized, super passionate about pushing the boundaries, looking at different ways approaching the consumer and putting content out there that is super engaging and helps us bring consumers to the brand.
We started the conversation. You mentioned that you've been with SharkNinja nearly 18 years. As you've gone through the ranks and, you know, now as the chief commercial officer, how's being at the company that long and seeing this evolution shaped and evolved your own personal leadership style?
It's been an amazing journey, Dave, to say that. I think from a leadership style standpoint, for me, over the years, what I've realized is everything starts and stops with an unstoppable team. We talk about this internally where we want a team that no one wants to compete against, that I wouldn't want to compete against. And as we've grown and as we've built the team, we're constantly putting that lens on, would we want to compete with this team? And today, as I look at the commercial organization, the answer is no, I wouldn't want to compete with this team. This is an organization that is obsessed with the consumer. It's obsessed with winning. It's obsessed with raising the bar. Is rarely satisfied. When we become number one in a category, the first question is, what else? Where else can we go? What else can we do? And as we've grown and as we've expanded and as we've gone to new consumers and hit new markets, what I've realized is having that mindset, it's not just one person, having that unstoppable team that has the mindset that truly believes in it, that truly believes in being relentlessly focused on the consumer, is what allows us to do what we do day in and day out. We wouldn't have been able to grow at 20% CAGR over the last 15 years if it wasn't for the team and bringing in people that have the same mindset. And so what I look for every day within my team as we hire a lot of new people is, are we bringing people who are passionate about the consumer? Everything else can be taught. Like, we're going into new categories every day. Like, we could hire fire pit expert today, but tomorrow we're going to go in a new category. So we're not looking for that expertise. What we're looking for is the mindset and that passion and the pursuit for something bigger. And that's where I think my leadership style has evolved, where I'm much more focused on building that unstoppable team and making sure that what makes SharkNinja, that mindset, that approach, is applied globally in every country we're in. And as we continue growing, that we don't dilute that.
I can't think of a better place in the conversation than right there. So I appreciate you taking me on the journey of where SharkNinja has gone, and most importantly, for continuing to meet the needs of consumers everywhere.
It was a pleasure, Dave. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much for listening. If you like the show, hit that rating and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And for more resources, head over to predictingtheturn.com.